My dear heart dwellers, I come to you with a heavy heart and an urgent request and a plea to do all you can to save our country at this time. The Lord has been warning us for quite a while that certain serious things must take place in our nation as a wake-up call. And in this hour, we are at the very cusp of these events. Timing is everything, and in this hour, I believe we still have a chance to turn things around. The last broadcast of Mike from around the world was a real eye-opener. Along with what he had to say was the fulfillment of what he predicted with incoming asteroids. We have experienced a notable increase in asteroid showers, but he is saying that asteroid storms are coming, not showers. The Lord has confirmed that he is accurate, very accurate, but the Lord has also talked about timing and not to assign time frames to these prophetic and scientific predictions. Why? Because prayer changes things. But we have to understand the great seriousness of these things in order to apply our whole beings, our hearts, minds, to intercession, to mitigate and even stop certain things. God responds to prayer, people. Truly he does. Thursday night, September 24th, this year, 2020, Paul Begley interviewed Mike from around the world, who talked about a dream he had had at least 20 times about a funeral scene that took place on stone steps in Washington. When he saw the televised funeral of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the stone steps of the Supreme Court building, his heart fell into his stomach. This was the very scene he saw before the devastation of our nation. In the dream, this scene had taken place afterwards. There was another casket on the stone steps with someone inside it who he clearly recognized but would not tell Paul who it was. At the same time this person was in the casket, the American flag, which was draped over it, began also to fall into the casket, disintegrating. I'm convinced it was Donald Trump in that casket, and the symbolism of the flag falling into it was the end of the American nation, along with an end to him. In his dream, the nation was in total chaos. Military tanks were lined up around the Capitol, side by side, as thousands flooded in, and a complete uproar and inconsolable. The Lord pulled him above the view in Washington to see the whole nation, and he saw there were protests everywhere in every city of our nation. People were flooding the streets in an uproar. In the same dreams, and at the same time, down on the Mexican border, an earthquake was taking place, and this quake was the beginning of shaking and removing the landmass that acts as a wedge to hold Southern California and keep it from breaking off into the ocean. It began with small swarms that everyone wrote off. And then, when they'd settled down after protesting around 4 p.m., it finally happened. He heard a very loud crack and saw vehicles on the freeway slide sideways against the railing as they turned in a 45-degree angle, skyscrapers and all plunging into the ocean. It just so happened that a quake in Mexico recently had split the ground open for 2 kilometers the day Paul was interviewing Mike. Mike spoke up and said that this fissure in the ground was part of that wedge that holds Southern California stable. When Mike from around the world saw Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the stone steps this week, his heart fell into his stomach because this was the very scene preceding the tragedy in his 20 or so dreams. When he came on Paul's show, he said he was very nervous. That was uncharacteristic for him, and Paul remarked, but it was because of the gravity of the Ginsburg scene on the Supreme Court stone steps that preceded our nation's devastation that he was nervous. So I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, is this true? Can this be prevented? Jesus, please speak to your people. I have been grieving for this day. Many of my closest friends have joined me in this grieving and kept my shattered heart company. Yet there is some hope. The judgments against America have weighed heavily in the scales. That is the reason for the vision on the Supreme Court steps. This is about judgment, not the judgment of man, but the judgments of God against this nation. What can you do, my people? Truly, what can you do to stop this horrific event? There are some things that cannot be stopped, but I tell you the truth, you have kept Donald Trump alive with your prayers. This is a clue for you, my people. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Here is what I want you to pray. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Save our president and our nation. And I was looking at that in practical light, thinking, well, if I'm going to be saying this all the time, I might shorten it a bit and say, O blood and water from the heart of Jesus, I trust in you. Save our president and our nation. But that's up to you. You can use the whole version if you want to. I intend to be praying this night and day. Jesus continued, pray this prayer without ceasing as much as you can. Pray nonstop. Make it the exclamation of every living breath you take. Make it what you cry out at night as you sleep, upon waking and with every thought. Bring this to me in supplication and see what I will do. The situation is not hopeless and without intercessory hope. It is not. That is man's take, not mine. I am telling you how to stop this, my people. I am giving you the tool. Use it and you will see a turnaround. There will still be great distress, but I will save your nation yet another time. There is no situation that my blood cannot remedy when applied with intentionality and steadfast purpose. This is the key to your salvation and to the salvation of your country. And as an aside, last night after the community listened to the interview a second time, all I could repeat was, Father, have mercy on our nation. Don't let this happen. Please don't let this happen. And he woke me up at 4 a.m. and I was still saying it. Jesus continued, because you have pleaded with my Father, I will speak of these things, and I will also tell you that your prayers are the stopwatch. Your prayers are what determines the timing and intensity of what your country and the whole world are about to go through. These times you are entering into now, the holiday season, are traditionally taken up with preparations. And I tell you the truth, if you allow your focus to go there, the enemy will succeed with his vicious plans to annihilate your nation. Do you understand, my people? His timing is deliberate because this is the time of the year when you neglect prayer. I told you before that your president had landed a death blow to many of the plans of the enemy. But you have to understand these people are convinced they are doing the world a service by eliminating useless eaters. To them, the rights of individuals go only so far. But when they conflict with their agenda, those rights must be terminated. Understand that there are several layers to their government and replacements have been trained. For every head that is removed, two more pop up. The plans have been laid meticulously to ensure that their agenda will survive the opposition. The whole purpose of this satanically inspired shadow government is set against Christianity, and Christianity is set against it. Their plans do not succeed because of your prayers. You, my people, stand in the way of their murderous ways. When you are removed in the rapture, then their plans can go forward. What I am telling you, who are serious about safeguarding your nation, is that if you give yourselves to materialistic folly this season, you will surely be defeated. But if you press into travailing prayer and pray every hour, yes, every moment of your day, if you do this, plans will be thwarted and timing will be set back. Mind you, certain things must take place, but not the complete destruction of your government, which the assassination of President Trump would bring about. His life, from moment to moment, is in your hands, literally. Press those hands together, my people, and cry out, yes, even from moment to moment, and his protection will continue. Live selfishly and in folly, and his protection will fail. Truly, he is the last Trump, and you are the ones upholding his life from second to second. And at this point, I felt led to look up the meaning of Trump. And the dictionary said it's the suit having the rank above the others in a particular hand. The ace of trumps, a playing card of the suit chosen to rank above the others, which can win a trick where a card of a different suit has been led, comes from a 16th century alteration of the word triumph. A valuable resource, Trump is also a valuable resource that may be used, especially as a surprise, in order to gain an advantage. In this month, General Haig decided to play his Trump card, the tank. Jesus continued, and in this end of times, I have decided to play my Trump card. This man has been my Trump card. He has made great headways into the destruction of evil in this nation and the world. And because of your prayers, he is alive today and continues to move this nation in the right direction. What is missing is addressing the opulence of your society, the lack of charity and humility. This is the Achilles heel of your nation. It is true that every nation reaches greatness and then declines through avarice, complacency, and decadence. My people, I want to see godliness in this nation. I want each of you to repent of your excessive attachment to wealth and give more to the poor of this world. I want to see more compassion for the little ones and less attention to the great and shiny ones. This is one element that has been missing in your president's platform. This element is changing, and more attention is being given to the underprivileged, and this is great progress. What is needed is a redefinition of prosperity in your nation. Prosperity is not multiple dwellings and holdings, homes, boats, planes, cars, and toys. Prosperity is having what you need for the day and looking around you, seeing what others are blessed with so they have what they need. Prosperity is putting me first. Prosperity is living the Beatitudes. Prosperity is the kindness of heart that looks after those around them even when they are not related. Yes, increase programs for them to be able to learn and work, but at the same time, look after their most basic needs, food, shelter, clothing. Nurture the weak among you. Do it in my name. Then pray for your president to have the very same heart. I came to relieve the crushing poverty of spirit the poor lived under. I came to show a new way of life based on prosperity of soul and freedom from sin. Look to these things, and there will be no need for America to undergo a crushing blow. look to what is right and good and holy. Make sacrifices as never before in your lives. Welcome the poor and show them you care. Get your minds out of personal riches and prosperity and make all around you prosperous, yet never so attached to riches that I am forgotten. These judgments lined up against your nation exist because of the abuse of wealth and power, not only on an individual scale, but on a national and international scale. The exploitation of the poor by multinational corporations, the destruction of licit governments to the advantage of these corporations, the wars and strife continually stirred up. All of these things, with abortion at the very head, have called down judgment upon you, America. Change these things and live. Make laws that put an end to these things and live. Your president is aware of many of these things. His awareness grows daily as I infuse him with understanding and knowledge. He has gone after the gross injustices of child trafficking and abortion. He is leading the way in many areas. Yet the definition of prosperity in America must be changed from one of personal wealth to national wealth and well-being, while focusing thanksgiving on me, not on your own prowess. What I am saying to you, my people, is that there are indeed plans to murder your president, with 24 attempts already made since he took office. Your prayers have held back the bullets. Your generosity in giving and even travailing prayers can continue to protect him. But your hearts must change from personal gain and avarice to national and international advantage and health, with me at the helm of the ship and acknowledged as the one who provides these things for you. Pray this prayer without ceasing, beginning right now, in this moment. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you to save our president and our nation. I wish this prayer to be prayed by the people of every nation, both for America and for your own countries. At the very, very least, you will be protected from the wrath to come. Your hearts of travail and intercession have won for you the protection of the Almighty. Do not neglect to say Psalm 51 and 91 in your dedicated prayer times. There is nothing my heart responds to faster than the contrition of a sinner, or even the contrition felt by another in the place of a sinner. My last words to you, America, there is hope. There is hope. There is hope.